We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's talk about what just happened, the good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final, and the results again are not good as the holding pattern continues with that magic number at three. Brewers fall in this one. 2-1 the final, and welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen, and the Brewers fall in a, this was sort of a playoff-type atmosphere, a little playoff preview, if you will, in this ball game tonight. But I'm just wondering when the Brewers are going to clinch this division title that we've been waiting for this celebration since Saturday. We could have celebrated on Saturday, but let's hold off and get the division title. Champagne is on ice. You got some beers in there. I'm sure there'll be some soda in there and whatever you want to partake with. The Brewers players and coaching staff, it can wait. It can wait on ice. It will happen. The division title T-shirts are already printed up. Everyone's just waiting this out. It's going to happen soon. Well, when is it going to happen, damn it? Come on now. I mean, you had an opportunity to do that celebration. You guys know where I'm at with that on Saturday, but I would suspect probably in the next few days, but that's what we thought on Saturday night. It's just going to be a couple of days. Well, all right. So it's been three. Lose on Sunday, lose on Monday, lose tonight on Tuesday. You go back at it tomorrow, try and trim it to one, then go back at it on Thursday. Is it going to drip over into the weekend? What's going on here? With this St. Louis Cardinal team, guys, I've figured them out late in their run here. You need to win the first inning. Win the first inning, and you got them on their heels, and it's a ball game. Just saying. If they don't score in the first inning tonight, without a hit, by the way, I think the Brewers win this game. I do. And where's the crooked number? Where's the offense for this team? You're just kind of wondering. Yesterday, I understood it a little bit. Everyone's just a little launch happy. Everyone's just missing. Oh, he just missed that home run. Yeah, because everyone's trying to swing to hit it to Lake Michigan yesterday. Today you saw a little bit of that, but not much. This was just a good playoff preview. This is kind of the games that you're going to see in the postseason. I want to get your thoughts on this one. 30,000 at American Family Field tonight. That is cool. A Tuesday night. On a school night. A work night. But when are the Brewers going to clinch this? You know what the situation is. Magic numbers at three. Division title, well within their grasp. They're 91. There's 11 games left. 91-60 now during the championship season here. But, I mean, you know the situation. Magic numbers at three. You win tomorrow, it goes to one. Then it's just win a baseball game and you win the division title. But when do you think that's going to occur? Because that will indicate to me how hot you think this St. Louis Cardinals team is in the next couple of games in this series. And it also tells me where you think the Brewers' offense is in the next couple of games in this series. 414-799-1250 as we are live here in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, and Brewers fall in this one, 2-1 the final. They've lost three consecutive games. I'm not going to freak out over it. I mean, I hope a lot of people won't. Here's the bonus. Okay, there's a couple of positive things you can look at here. One would be Brandon Woodruff's performance tonight. Six innings, one run ball, two hits, 10 strikeouts. Couldn't ask for much more than that. So a lot of people were wondering, well, is Woody kind of running out of steam? 29 starts. He made his 29th start tonight. Gets over 200 strikeouts on the season to join Corbin Burns in that category. So that is really good to have Woody do what he did tonight. Okay, the second positive thing. Now, you can call this a spin job if you will. Offense, in a broader perspective than just offense in baseball, it runs in cycles. Yeah, you want to be consistent. I understand that. And I think the Brewers, all told this year in the championship season, have been relatively consistent. But within that consistency overall, different departments will go through cycles. The bullpen will go through a cycle. The starting rotation will go through a hot spell and then not so hot anymore. As well, the offense and defense. It runs in cycles. It's just a pattern of baseball. When you play 162, there's just algorithms that, you know, just happen. Okay, the offense. Here's the point. The offense is scuffling just a little bit here. Okay, don't you want that now? Because if we know, and if you agree that offense runs in cycles in baseball, this is kind of how we want it. Now, let's keep an eye on it. Let's just say starting Saturday or Sunday. That's when you want to start, you know, flipping the script a little bit. Where you want that cycle to spin back around to the hot part of it. So that to me is a little bit of a positive in this. Because some people would say, well, they peaked too early. No, it's just the cycle. It's just how cyclical baseball is throughout a season. And you're gonna have situations like this. Now, you had a couple of different situations tonight where, you know, you see across the diamond there, St. Louis, and this may not be a great example because when you're hot, you're hot. And you know, you flip your bat out there on a low and away pitch. You just go with the pitch and it just flips over into right field and there's a base hit. And almost an accidental kind of base hit. Or is it? And that's the part of it. Are the Brewers shortening up to get the ball in play? Are the Brewers having smart ABs? Are they utilizing a wild pitcher in the right fashion? Craig Counsell decides to pinch run Jackie Bradley Jr. for Daniel Vogelback once he got to third. I thought that was an interesting call right there. Did they miss the boat on making that pinch run appearance for JBJ? Yeah, there's a lot of things, but a couple of positive things in this. But I want to get your reaction on this one. 414-799-1250. They lose the first two games of this four-game set. Three-game losing streak overall. And when really are they going to clinch the division? I mean, you tell me. That predict the future night. Predict the division title. Is it going to be the soonest that they can do it is Thursday? They need to win the next two games. I'll give you my guess. it's dialing right in there. I looked at this. I've been eyeballing this for how long now? How many weeks? How many weeks have I been eyeballing this particular date? We'll get to that in just a little bit. Evan, when are they going to clinch this division?
Well, I hope Thursday, as that is the soonest possible time that they can. Please be Thursday. I need it to be against the Cardinals. I hate the Cardinals so very, very much. But if it can't be Thursday, I'm okay with it being Friday because I'll be at the game.
You will be at the game.
I will be. Catch me in the club level. Not now, because I can afford it, but because it's the five-county discount and I can get a seat for $25.
Okay, that's why. Okay, that's a good seat. That's a good seat. 30,000, by the way, tonight. That's pretty impressive. I'll take that. We'll take that. Also, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell tonight, and this was a kind of a playoff-type feel. It really was, a little playoff preview in terms of what you're going to witness in the postseason. This is it in just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from Friday. Think about that. 2 weeks from this Friday is the first playoff game, NLDS Game 1. But this is what you're going to see. So we're going to hear from Craig Counsell on the way. We'll probably hear from Brandon Woodruff, a nice performance from him tonight. And are the Brewers getting enough love through the media? Now, nationally, I think I'm starting to see much more of that, to tell you the truth. And some people don't care if MLB Network or ESPN or Fox Sports or whoever isn't giving enough love. I mean, I saw a piece in the USA Today. I think it was a Nightingale piece a week or two ago. The big winners at the deadline starting to pay off. It was the Dodgers, and I can't remember the other team, honestly. But point is, it wasn't the Brewers. Are you kidding? I think because the Adames trade happened in May, maybe that's an oversight on Nightingale. I think maybe that's what happened, but okay. So they are starting to get some love on the national scale in what I'm viewing. Okay, on the other hand, locally, can I tell you a story? And I don't mean to be negative. I don't mean to call anybody out. You guys know me. I love this team, love the city, everything about the Brewers, the local media. We all get along just fine. At least I think we do. And I'm not calling anybody out on this. So I'm watching the news tonight. Get ready for the show. Cooking a little dinner. And I'm watching the news, the local news. Now, I'm a button pusher in terms of the local news. But mainly I'll gravitate toward Fox 6. And that's where I land. So it is 5:41, I think the time was. Well, I don't think, I know. All right, so it's 5:41, time for sports, and here's Tim Van Vorn. Good dude. Met him, like him, have no disrespect to him whatsoever. Lead story, Packers. Okay, fair enough, I'm for that. Evan, you following here? Lead story, Fox 6 Sports tonight. In the 6 o'clock drive time news block. And that I'm good with. They play a few sound bites from Aaron Rodgers. Everything's happy. Everything's good. Packers get a good win. Second story. Whistling Straits, Ryder Cup. Bryson DeChambeau. Is he going to use his driver 14 of 18 holes? This is the second of the stories. Thirdly, Van Vorn says, Ted, and finally in baseball tonight, check out this play from Jesus Sanchez of the Miami Marlins. Not kidding you. I'm sure it's online somewhere. They not only show the play, a great catch, but it was also, they showed it in replay. And then finally, Tim Van Vorn says, Ted, back to you and the Brewers tonight trying to cool off the hot St. Louis Cardinals. That was it. My buddy Pipe Bomb was onto this way before anybody else. He doesn't care nationally if the Brewers are getting love. He doesn't think, and I think some of you guys don't think, that the Brewers locally are getting enough attention for the quality of the team and the run they're on. I had to point that out. I just did. I apologize to Fox 6 for doing that. It's just something. I love this team so much, I want them headline news. That's all. So 414-799-1250. When are the Brewers going to clinch this division? My goodness, we're all so antsy about it. I can't wait for it. I mean, I want to see these guys celebrate a true celebration, which they could have had on Saturday. I'm not very pleased about that either. But they could have had that on Saturday, and it would have been fine. And the other thing to consider on the non-celebration on Saturday, guys, is that this team runs on chemistry. This team runs on happy energy, emotion, camaraderie, staying connected. You could have had that on Saturday. And then I think by now you would have clinched the division and had another one. That's just me, though. All right, Evan, literally they're going to clinch on Friday then, you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would very much like it to be Thursday because that means that you split with the Cardinals. You send them home after watching you celebrate. But yeah, it's probably going to be
Friday. Yeah, you got to win them both to do it in front of the Cardinals. You got to win tomorrow. You got to win Thursday afternoon, and then the division title is yours. If you don't, if you just split, it moves to Friday. Speaking of which, we've been eyeballing Friday. Friday was going to be my day to enjoy a game with beers and peanuts and brats and nachos and the whole deal. Getting up from my seat about 68,000 times to go pee. That's what I was looking forward to on Friday. However, if it's a clinch situation, there's no way I'm not coming to work that night. Are you kidding me? I want to be part of that with you guys. So to be determined so far. Tomorrow we'll determine that. I think tomorrow is key and it's pivotal. I think it's just pivotal for the Brewers offense to just break out. Can you put up a crooked number once in a while here and then maybe go from there and see what happens? 414-799-1250 as the Brewers fall 2-1 tonight. All of that on the table tonight. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Heard after each game right here at 1250 AM The Fan.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Yeah, I threw a lot at you guys. Brewers lost tonight 2-1 the final, and the main thing is someone tell me when they're going to clinch this thing, when they're going to clinch this division. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Ryan after this 2-1 loss. Ryan, what do you say? Are you kidding?
Ryan, okay. You there?
Nope.
Already, guess not.
No, we'll go to John. John leaving American Family Field. John, when are they going to clinch this thing?
Well, they could have done it tomorrow if they would have won tonight. My
yes.
question is, why didn't Council put in Bradley for Vollenbach when he got to first base? On that base hit, he could have scored on that play.
On the double by Wong.
Yes. Right. He had a chance to score. Why didn't he put Bradley in on first base for him instead of being on third base when he got that fly ball? He was going to score anyways.
Right. Yeah, no, and I mentioned that in the opening monologue that I'm like, maybe you should have had pinch run for him at once Vogelbach drew the walk at
Correct.
That point.
He could have scored on that double, would have scored, it would have tied the score.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough one. So so when are they going to clinch then? I know that what they could have done.
Well, they could have done it tomorrow if they won.
No. I get that. We all get that. When do you think they're going to clinch?
Hopefully they got to win the next two. I guess by Friday. Hopefully by Friday.
Okay. I hope so too, man, because if they don't clinch by Friday or Saturday, something bad is going on here. All right, thanks for the call, John. 30,000 at American Family Field. That's pretty impressive tonight. It really is.
For a Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's cool. 28,000 last night, 30,000 tonight. So on Twitter, somebody mentioned that they're kind of hoping that they don't clinch on Thursday. Thursday is a YouTube game, and we wouldn't get BA on the call.
Yeah, that's what Steve on Twitter said, and I agree. We need, even if it's not BA and Rock, we need Matt LePay and Rock, or I don't know, Jeff Levering and Tim Dillard. We need a local presence. We don't need whatever MLB Network analyst and the two random players who don't know anything about the Brewers are going to say when the Brewers clinch the division.
And I'll go you one further. And, you know, the YouTube thing is what it is. I'm not going to argue with what's going on with social media and all the different platforms. But I will say that their audio, their microphones are good for their broadcasters, for the play-by-play guys. But their crowd mics are horrendous. They're awful. And I don't know if they can tap into the crowd mics at a particular stadium. It appears not, because it's just not a good mix, if you will. My ears just hurt after viewing the game and listening to the audio of a YouTube game. It's just painful for me.
I just hope that Dan Plesac is on the call. He's one of the only national guys that consistently gives the Brewers praise. Of course, he played for the Brewers, so I would hope so. But
loves the Brew Crew.
I would love to have Dan Plesac on the call. Maybe get Matt Vaskirjan, former Brewers announcer. That'd be nice.
Here's when I think they're going to clinch. I believe the Brewers will win one of the next two games, which will put them in a win. Don't even worry about what St. Louis does. It doesn't even matter at that point. Just win a game. And you have a big-time celebration. Fan appreciation weekend over the weekend. You've got the Brawny retirement on Sunday. You've got Bob Uecker bobble on Sunday, which we have to talk about that Uecker thing. I have a few thoughts on that. But, so I think they win one of the next two. And Friday, September 24th, that rings a bell to me. Why would that ring a bell to me, Evan?
Well, do you want to announce it publicly?
Sure.
It's your birthday.
And I had intended on going to the game, which I'm going to go either way. By the way, I'm going either way. And then I'll cut out and, you know, fifth or sixth, get to the studio or whatever. But I think they do it Friday. That's my guess. 799-1250, what's your guess? Leonard, what's your guess? When are they going to clinch this division?
Hey, Chip, how you doing? Hopefully this weekend. But listen, to all these so-called Brewer fans that question Craig Counsell, the only reason he didn't put Bradley at first base is Bradley was out with a bad foot. Remember, he had plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
How did he make it home with a bad foot? That's why we put him on third base. It's only a 90-foot trot.
These Brewer fans
got to start listening to the game more often, listen to why people are out instead of making all these harsh judgment calls against counsel.
Leonard, it's a good point. That's what this show is for. I mean, that's why we all got to kind of learn together, and we can't. You guys, as Brewers fans, yes, you're right, Leonard. Some, you know, just listen and you'll put two and two together. But
exactly.
But I mean, there's other fans that aren't into it as much as you and I are, though.
Right. Well, then they should be calling the show and making stupid-ass comments then. Stupid language.
All right, Leonard, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for that. Hey, that's what, again, that the first comment
and his
last comment, yes, is exactly why I'm on the air here, why you're on the air here, why you have this option to call in and vent and celebrate and all this stuff. That's cool. I had no problem with that. So do they get the love locally through the media outlets here in Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin? Do the Brewers, do they get their due? Do they get their due coverage, if you will? If you're just tuning in, I expressed my thoughts watching the 6 o'clock sports report on Fox 6. And I like those guys. That's one of my go-tos. It is. Tim Van Vorn and everybody, they spent, I want to say, about 7 seconds on Brewers coverage in their 6 o'clock sports. Now, I only caught the one report, so maybe at 6:17 or whatever, they did a more expanse view of the Brewers. But I know their 6:40, 6:45 report About 6 to 7 seconds they spent. It was way, way at the end. Now let's go to Gary. Gary, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, I just want to say, so I know I'm a good friend of Rami's. I host a comedy open mic on Mondays. And yesterday our bar room was in a battle with Packer fans. The Brewers were on the same TV against a team who really is just starting their season. And nobody was watching the Brewers except for a few of us. But I'll say this, too, about tonight's game. The Woody-Woody matchup could have been pretty – it was a pretty brutal loss. But for the fact that Tommy Edman just stole bases and won this game for them, it would have been a lot more – it's disheartening to lose, but it's, like, not crushing for the fact that they won by a run that wasn't even scored on a hit, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, in that first inning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Gary, thanks for the information. And, yeah, keep Rami in line, will you? but that's the way playoff games are. This game tonight was sort of a playoff-type game. It really was. This is the way it's going to shake out. Yeah, the whole Edmund thing. The Woodford versus Woodruff matchup. Not to be confused with former Brewer pitcher Steve Woodard or former Brewer pitcher Brad Woodall or White Sox pitcher Wilbur Wood or the Tigers' Woody Fryman. I don't know. Those are just the ones I'd know off the top of my head. Do you know of any other Woods?
Tiger Woods.
Kerry Woods.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. It's just a lot of wood going on lately. 799-1250. What do you want to do here?
Let's go to Mike on the south side.
What do you say, Mike?
How about Tiger Woods, huh?
There you go.
It's throwing in there on you.
Yes.
When it comes to the news coverage, I'm a huge golfer. You're going to get all the whistling straights, Ryder Cup stuff.
You don't really believe I'm going to accept that golf
You're
should lead headlines
to.
In Milwaukee over the Brewers right
to.
Now.
And then the Packers are second. Oh, and by the way, the Brewers lost. They scored one run in the ninth. They will clinch Thursday because we're having our little soiree at the fourth base with Bart
okay.
and Romney and the whole family.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to that. Okay.
That's... On your birthday, no less, too.
Yeah. Well, that's Friday, but this is
yeah,
Thursday,
you
you're saying?
Yeah, you might not make it into work after that. You're welcome to show up. We're going to be there at noon.
Well, I'm glad my colleagues
invite
me.
Over at 4. But real quick, I got the Magic 8-Ball with the Brewers in the World Series because of the pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They need a bat so
No, they've
bad.
Got their bats. They're just running. They're just in a little bit of an offensive rut. You want this now. If it's going to happen, this is when you want it.
They walked Yelich, and I was like, they're walking Yelich?
That might get him going.
Why would they walk Yelich?
It worked.
He's going to get hot.
It worked. Yeah,
Tim,
it worked.
I hate
Sorry,
this
Mike.
Question I'm going to ask. Would you rather
you.
Face Christian Yelich or Pablo Reyes right now?
If I'm the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely Reyes.
I agree.
Don't want anything to do with Yelich. But I want to go back to what Mike's... The Packer story on the news, the local news, that's fine. I get it. They're just coming off a win on Monday Night Football. There's a huge bounce back win. There was all the drama. There was getting blown out in week one. There was a lot of question marks around that football team heading into yesterday's game. That I get. But then golf. I like golf. Okay. Let me put it to this way. I don't dislike golf professionally. I don't dislike it, but it's just kind of not my thing. Maybe once in a while I'll bet on it. But outside of that, it's just not my thing. I don't care if this tournament is in the state here. It should not be leading over the Brewers right now. I don't want to tell TV stations how to run their programming. I'm just saying, if you scoop up all the sports fans in town here and you give them two choices... What percentage are going to pick golf on what they want to see on TV in terms of coverage? Just take a guess, Evan. What would the guess be? Do you want to see Brewers coverage in our newscast, or do you want to see golf coverage in our newscast?
I'm assuming it'll be more Brewers, although I do...
Okay, no, it will be. Well, at what percentage?
I would say probably... It depends. If it's regular golf coverage, it's going to be like 85% Brewers. But the fact that it's the Ryder Cup, which is one of the biggest events in golf, and it's a huge like world thing between the United States and England, it's a bigger deal than just a regular tournament. But even then, it should still be like 60-40 baseball.
Oh, at the very least. I think that's even putting it lightly. I think it's up. Three quarters of the people would like to see more Brewers coverage than that golf event coverage. I'm not saying discount the golf event. Run it. But that second story should have been the Brewers headed to the postseason, trying to cool off the Cardinals. Let's go down and get a report from American Family Field. That should have been the second story after the Green Bay Packers victory. That's all I'm saying. I typically don't. It just bugs me. It bugged me tonight. It not only bugged me that it wasn't the second story, but it was the last story, and it was just a throwaway. It was just like, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, the Little Leaguers are playing tonight. That's taking it to the extreme. Brewers fall tonight, 2-1 the final. And this was, from a baseball standpoint, just if you took the logos off of these guys, was a pretty good baseball game. It really was. It was a playoff baseball game. And this is, I don't know if my heart can take some of this stuff, but that's what it's headed for in the postseason this year. We've got you covered here. We're going to be talking Brewers baseball. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. There's Evan. My name is Tim. Brewers fall 2-1. Magic number still at 3. 91 and 60 mark now here in the championship season. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
All right, 2-1 final. And again, as I said, this is a game that sort of like a playoff preview. That's the way I enjoyed this from a baseball standpoint. I certainly didn't enjoy the Brewers' defeat to the St. Louis Cardinals. And I know, Evan, that one gets to you. Anytime there's a loss to the Cardinals.
I hate them so much. I hate them.
See? Yeah, I'm that way, as you guys know, about the Cubs. Let's get in a couple more here before we get to Craig Council. We'll go to Tim in Racine. Tim, you're next on The Fan.
Hey, I got six or seven quick-fire things, all right? And don't interrupt until I'm done, all right?
Go.
Okay, here we go. One, fire Tim Van Vorn and replace him with you.
That's not what I'm saying.
Hey, Number two. What does St. Louis get like a 12-pack of Budweiser beer if they win 12 or 13 games in a row instead of cheeseburgers from George Webb's or what?
I wonder.
Okay, I wonder. Makes me wonder. Three, why all the talk about wood? You confuse me, okay? Number four, my attention span doesn't go this long, okay? So when I call in, I got attention span of a bird. So number five, who cares? They're still going to win the division, right?
Okay. Games matter, but they don't really matter. Okay, getcha.
Okay, so six. Like I said, I have no patience. And seven, I'm going to go. And don't step on my big toe, because I'm on lunatic fringe land right now. And I love you guys, and I hope you have a great night. Goodbye.
See you, Tim. All right, let's go to... I know that. He said he had six things, then it was seven. So, John... You're next on the fan. Hey,
hello.
John. Go ahead, shoot.
Hey, so first of all, this is the real post-game show. A couple weeks ago, you mentioned that you weren't able to play Euchre's call on the Vogelbach home run, which was a travesty because that should be access to everybody around.
Yeah.
Hey, but for real, do you feel that it's because we all have a little bit of Bucks hangover, and nobody's really getting jacked up until it really matters?
I think so. I think that's some of it, John. I do, and I think that the heights that the Bucks were on, I mean, it's the NBA Finals, and it's an NBA title. It's a world championship, and I do think there's some of that, knowing the Brewers are in a little bit of cruise control.
Right. No. So now this is where I have my major concern is, and I think that the St. Louis Cardinals are probably the most, next to the New York Yankees, the most respected MLB franchises in the country. They win. They know how to win, especially when you have Molina there. You can obviously go, you know, with La Russa and then Mancini and so on and so forth. Are they peaking at the right time and the Brewers are not?
Well, that's been discussed too, and that I know in the back of your mind a lot of people are saying, wow, what if these two teams do match up deep into the postseason because that's what it would take? I still believe that the Brewers are a far better team than the St. Louis Cardinals are. They just are. And I don't think too many people would disagree with that. I'll rest on the favorites winning in a seven-game series all day long. I will. I think the Brewers have far better pitching than the St. Louis Cardinals, but it's just that matchup thing. It's just that historical thing.
I agree with that 100%. So now my last question that I got to pose to you, which I respect the heck out of you, is when it comes down to it, and then you look at, I mean, I want the Brewers to have the number two seed. That's because I feel that it matches up. I think that we can go to St. Louis and we can, or San Francisco, and we can kick the crap out of them. But now my biggest thing is when it comes down to it is, has our starting pitching already exceeded their season total for pitch counts?
I think he's taken Craig Counts. It's a great question. And just real quick, the answer would be, I don't think so. I mean, take a look at tonight's performance. Last few, Freddie Peralta, quality start, six innings, three runs. Six innings and one run for Woody tonight. No,
right.
I don't think so. I think they're ready to kind of turn it back on again. Yeah. I do.
You're right, Tim. I was very, very pleased with the bounce back that Peralta had. That's for sure. I'm more concerned, like, at the beginning of the year, almost the first half of the year, with our offense. And so hopefully we got real hot for about a month and a half, and that obviously gave us our big boost. I'm just really worried about our offense right now. I think our pitching, when you go into a 3-4-5 game series, stuff like that, with our starting pitching, I think we're good. But
I am very, very concerned with that. The St. Louis Cardinals are getting hot right now.
Well, and the Brewers offense, John, those are great points. All right, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. This is going to come down to the offense in the postseason. It just is. Take a look at tonight's game. Even yesterday's game. It's going to come down to this offense. And if this offense is in a little bit of a rut right now, like they were early in the year, but then you see this team, when they did get hot offensively, it was a machine. Look how deep this lineup is. But it is going to come down to the offense. For example, Evan and I were talking during the game tonight. If you had to, and you had to bog a game down to a 2-1 game, either direction, 2-1, 1-0, 1-1 tie, 3-2 game, if you had to, how do you feel about Woody Burns Peralta going 5 innings, getting into a little bit of a jam? The closer for the starter is Hunter Strickland. Let's say you had to go with him in the 5th inning. How would you feel about Strickland, Cousins, Box, Williams, and Hader?
I think I would switch Box and Cousins, but I mean, that's a great group. No one has an ERA above, what, 3.5 maybe? 3
but those,
with Box?
Those are potentially 5 just shutdown innings right there. So again, that's why, and again, I don't think anyone's going to debate that Woody Burns and Peralta are really, really good. Well, look at the Dodgers, though. I mean, Scherzer, Bueller, Urias. I mean, they're pretty good, too. I mean, they really are. So, again, they face the Dodgers. It's going to come down to the Brewers' offense. But it's going to come down to the other guys' offense, too. That's why, you know, sometimes when we see this whole lean back, back foot, kind of let's be a hero and let's hit a 2-run homer, 3-run home run right now. Sometimes that's not going to play in the playoffs, guys. It will not play against those guys. You better shorten up. And if he's going to play you on the outside, then you need to flip the ball the other way and grab the base hit and keep the line moving. This is going to come down to the offense. I feel okay with it. I do. I mean, look at your lineup here. Pick one of these guys. Who's going to bat 5th? Omar Narvaez? Gee, damn. Omar's our 5th or 6th guy? Gee, Lorenzo Cain's going to be batting 7th or 8th? Wong, Adames, Escobar, Avi? Yeah, oh, by the way, there's that number 22 guy. I feel okay about it, but there may be some painful outs. Just buckle in for that. I'm trying to prepare myself also. With runners at 2nd and 3rd and 1 out and the Brewers trailing in a playoff game by 1 run. Get the ball in play. Let's go now. So, buckle in for that. But we're just, I cannot wait. 11 games left. Brewers fall 2-1. Game 2 of this 4-game set. 11 games left. Now, within those 11 games, if you want to break the franchise record in wins, you got to go 6-5. Can they do that? I think so. The 100, that's getting tougher and tougher with 3 consecutive losses, so we'll see on that. Okay, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show. Evan's here. My name is Tim, and this is Craig Counsell.
Craig, Woody pitched about as good as a pitcher can pitch tonight. You know, we had to ask him about the leadoff walk because that score, but it's almost unfair to even ask a guy something like that the way he pitched.
Yeah, he pitched great. You know, that I told him that's what he bottled that up because I thought he was really good tonight. And his fastball was really good tonight. The off speed was crisp. Changeup was good. So he had kind of everything working and thought he threw the ball exceptionally well.
Craig, he's been that guy this year for whatever reason that just hasn't gotten the big numbers, the big run support. How's he compartmentalized that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it affects him one bit. I think you control what you can control. And, you know, that's not something that he controls. So he just keeps pitching and keeps getting guys out.
Craig, you guys have faced Woodford three times this year and don't have a run off of him. What does he do that causes you guys so much trouble?
Yeah, I mean, he was a little erratic early, and we did a good job kind of getting some deep counts, but we didn't end up putting any real, we had a couple good, I shouldn't say, Eske hit that ball good in the first that I thought, O'Neill made a nice play on. But he got us, his fastball kind of up in the zone, got us a lot of fly balls. And it was a lot of fly balls, really. That our infield didn't have much action, it felt like. So he just kind of got us in the air a lot, more than anything.
We talked to you last night about the quiet week, and it obviously has gone on one more day now. How puzzled are you by that? Because it's a whole lot of guys that have swung the bats well up to this point aren't doing it now.
I mean, we've had a quiet week. I mean, I think we're going to have a big night one of these nights. We're going to put a really big number on the board, and we're going to bust out of it. We didn't do it tonight. But it's coming, and I believe that. I think our guys believe that. You just got to go up there, keep sticking to the stuff you can control in your process, and so we're gonna have the right pitches. And we gave some tough at bats. It's kind of the second half of the game, I thought. We put a good rally on. We made it tough on Gallegos. Made it tough on Garcia. Just couldn't get the next hit.
Craig, do you see any pressing of just the guys knowing how close you are, or do you think they're able to separate that in terms of the approaches and what you're seeing offensively?
No, I mean, I think we're just, we're just not getting enough hits. I mean, that's simple as that.
Did you feel like maybe Manny just missed his in the ninth, Craig?
I mean, I think there's not getting enough hits, and we've hit some balls pretty good we're not getting rewarded for. Yelly's ball to lead off the eighth ended up being a huge out. I mean, he scorches a ball that we start that inning off with a runner after kind of, another bunch of guys putting up good at bats. So, I think it's a little bit of bad luck. It's, some at bats that we're not taking great swings at, but some just misses, and that's, then you kind of got a low run number.
Craig, on the positive side, how good was it to get Lorenzo back in there, and does he look good to start tomorrow potentially?
Yeah, he looks good for that, yeah.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
One ball, two strikes. In the air, left field. Back is O'Neill. He's got a strong arm. Both runners tag. Bradley will score as the throw comes to third, and the Brewers are finally on the board.
Man, that's a nice at bat by Willie Adames. Down one and two.
There's the highlight play of the game with ABC Audio Video as the Brewers fall 2-1. There's the one. We had to go with that as our ABC Audio Video play of the game. As heard earlier today during the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin, BA, Rock on the call. Let's that response from the Fox newscast that I saw, the 6 o'clock news, there's been a response to this, and I knew this would happen, so it doesn't surprise me. People on social media tend to go immediately to the extreme. They just go right to the end. Okay. It's your thoughts. So let's clarify. First, let me reset up the situation. You have a 6 o'clock newscast of a team that is going deep into the playoffs and has had a wonderful season. 6 o'clock on one of the local channels. And they devote the lead story to the Green Bay Packers victory and some Aaron Rodgers audio. They then do a full field report on a golf tournament and a big one, no doubt. golf tournament. And then they go to, and finally in baseball, and I'm thinking, okay, here's where we go. We get a preview of Brewers Cardinals, and the Brewers are, you know, really great. And they go to a Miami Marlins catch, and a cool play, Jesus Sanchez. And then they replayed it again. Check this out. We're going to run it for you again or something like that. And then when they throw it back into the anchor desk, it was – and the Brewers tonight trying to cool down the red-hot St. Louis Cardinals. Now, for me, now you got to consider the source. This is me. First of all, I like Fox 6. I do a lot. I like really all the stations. I think they all do a decent job. This is me, though, the Brewer guy. You bury the Brewer story? Ah, come on. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. I'm sure they cover it in there later. I'm on the air, and they're 10 o'clock, 9 or 10, or whenever they're on. I don't even know really consistently when they're on, but I would assume 10 o'clock news, and we'll see you back here at 10. I'm sure they do a nice little expose on the Brewer game, right? I hope.
You would have to assume, right?
Okay, so what on social media, somebody just took issue with what I said, right?
Yeah, and I think that it was kind of missing the point. I agree with what they said that, yeah, you only have two and a half minutes maybe during a newscast that's essentially a 22-minute newscast to do sports. And it's true. That wasn't the problem. We know that it's a limited amount of time. What makes it a problem is that, like you said, they played a highlight for another team multiple times. That when you could be doing a preview, especially with it being 40 minutes before game time, just do a quick game preview, like Brandon Woodruff on the mound. The Brewers hope to bounce back. Here's the starting lineups. That's all
you
need to do.
That was my only issue.
That's the same amount of time that it would take to play another team's highlight. I'm sure it was a great catch. I'm sure it was, but... Was it a Wisconsin sport? No, so it really doesn't matter. And I'm shocked that they let that onto the newscast in general when there are far more local news stories that could be carried.
I agree. It's just my opinion that the Brewers should be a lead story more than the golf. I'm just saying. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe I grossly underestimate the masses. We're dealing with the masses. We're not dealing with you. We're not dealing with you alone in this conversation. We're dealing with mass population. The mass majority of the audience that is watching the 6 o'clock news, in my opinion, I don't have the facts to back this up, but I'll bet you I'm on it. More people would be interested in seeing Brewer coverage than golf coverage. Just saying. Even though the tournament is huge, even though it's in our backyard here, that's just my thought. I'm not saying disregard the Ryder Cup coverage. You didn't have it in there. Sure, fine. But I don't think it should lead over the Brewers. But again, I'm so skewed that, you know, if the Brewers get slighted in any way, I blow it up like, very protective, sort of mama bear on that. So there you go. All right. Sorry about that if I offended you, all you TV stations. Just had to give my thoughts. Cover more Brewers action. It's kind of cool. They're a really good team. One of the best teams in baseball. Okay. Willy Adames back in the lineup as of yesterday. Tyrone Taylor back in the lineup as of today. Lorenzo Cain got back in the game today. Everyone's getting healthier. There is good news on that injury front for sure. We're going to hear from Willy Adames up next. If you want to join us, I'll make some room for you. 414-799-1250. Brewers fall 2-1 tonight. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
All right, so you get a 2-1 loss tonight. Let me just do a final word on this media coverage, the local media coverage. That was the five. That was at 5:42-ish, 5:43-ish on the local news. So I wanted to clear that up. Also, finally, I mean, you could have the Brewers sign a free agent the day after the Super Bowl, and I would want that as the lead story over the Super Bowl. So you have to consider.
It's a little bit of a conflict of interest for you.
It kind of is, yes. Brewers are at the top of the mountaintop, and everything else flows underneath that. Yeah, so be it. Okay, so Willy Adames, and as I said before the break, health is looking good. On the health front, that was their goal, to make sure that everyone's, first of all, rested and ready to go, but also healthy. And so you get Adames back, Tyrone Taylor. By the way, is he not a shoe-in for the playoff roster? Oh, yeah.
He better be.
Oh, yeah. So he's going to be there. But, you know, you're getting these pitchers some rest, and the amount of innings that these guys have thrown has been controlled all season long. You got to remember, they've all spent a little time on the IL or skipped a start here and there, number one. And number two, they've been in like a six-man rotation for a good chunk of this year. That has controlled a lot of these innings a little bit. I'm not worried about the workload of the starting pitchers. Not at all. With regards to bullpen workload, all that's off the table. That doesn't even matter once you hit the postseason. You're just going to run these guys out there and go do their thing. So that's all looking good. But Willy Adames, once he gets back rolling, swinging the bat well, I think between him and Wong will lead the charge here offensively. You'll see better days than you have in the last couple. But 2-1 Brewers fall. Adames back in, playing. And let's hear from the Brewers shortstop.
Willie, I know you just have only been back for two games, but you've been watching the other ones. Why do you think the offense is suddenly struggling so bad?
I don't know, man. You know, that's part of the game. We're going to struggle during the season. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been doing it right now at the point that we need the next few games. We need two games to clinch the division. You know, that's how I feel like that's why it's been kind of like, maybe that's why a lot of people's watching and, you know, just paying attention. But, you know, that's part of the game. We're going to struggle. We're going to, you know, do bad at the plate. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't been able to help our pitching staff, you know, win the games and do what we have to do to execute. When we have big moments at the plate, we haven't been able to do that. And, you know, I guess when you're in that stage, you know, nothing comes your way. But, you know, we're trying to figure out to turn the page and, you know, come tomorrow with the right mentality and try to win the next few games.
Willie Woodford, their starter, has been tough on you guys this season. What did you think about what you saw from him in the early innings tonight?
I guess he was mixing the pitches really well. You know, he was attacking the hitters, you know, getting on top of the hitters. And, you know, when you're able to do that, I think you have the advantage of the at-bat. And, you know, he was doing that great. And, you know, you got to give credit to them.
Willie, considering you missed about 2 weeks, kind of where do you feel you are in terms of seeing the ball and just what you've seen from your at-bats the first couple games?
It's been a little rough, I would say. You know, it's been not the best, but, you know, we're working on it. We, you know, trying to take the most we can out of it. And, you know, I feel like I need a couple more at-bats, and I think I will get, you know, right back into it. But, you know, the most at-bats you take, the better you're going to be, you know. This is how it goes. But, you know, I feel like as a group, you know, right now we're not in the best stage, but we're going to turn the page and we're going to be fine. We're really good. We have a really good team, and, you know, that's why we are in first place. And, you know, we just have to turn the page and come tomorrow with the right mentality to win the game.
Willie, the Cardinals have won 10 in a row. Is it hard to stop a team when they're that hot?
I mean, it's impressive. You know, they know they have to win to continue to win to get to the postseason. And you know, they've been playing a really good ball. You know, they're doing the little things, and I think that's why they're being so good right now. But you know, I would say you gotta give credit to them. You know, they've been playing such a great baseball, and when you have a team like that trying to push for the playoffs and playing that baseball, you know, it's a dangerous team. You know, we know that as a team, and you know. That's why we try to compete at you know, at the highest level against them, because we know they're playing good. But, you know, like I say, you got to give credit to them.
Willie, I know nobody really uses a pitcher's win-loss record anymore. It's not a very good gauge of the pitcher. But still, is it hard to understand Woodruff being 8-9 now, I think, or 9-10? He has a losing record, which is pretty crazy given how well he's pitched, isn't it?
I know. That's what I was telling you before. You know, we haven't been able to execute when he's pitching, you know, and lately, you know, the past week has been tough, but like the whole season, I feel like when he pitch, we don't execute as a hitter, you know, like we don't score runs for him. And, you know, it's tough, you know, because like you say, he's pitched, so he has I would say career year maybe. But he's been having an unbelievable year, you know, and like you say, he has a losing record. That's crazy for me, you know. But like that will tell you that we're not doing our best, I'd say, as a hitters, you know, to put a lot of runs for him when he's pitching. But you know, he's doing unbelievable for us. He's, you know, the guy, and you know, we gotta continue to do the most that we can to try to help him out.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
With some cynicism, we need to Eric Lauer to pitch soon. This whole Woody Burns Peralta thing isn't getting that magic number down anymore. I'm just kidding. It'll happen, and the magic number is at 3. I believe that they will win one of the next two, and they will clinch the division on Friday night, and both Evan, you and I will be in that stadium. Now, I won't be there for the celebration. You will be. I'll be on the air here, but I think it happens Friday night. What do you think?
I'm on board for that. I feel like that would just be such a Brewers thing to do, especially just because we've been covering this season almost every single night. I feel like it's a blessing and a curse for both of us, but I'm okay with it. I don't have to work that night, so I'm fine with it.
Kind of torn on that. I would love to celebrate there after the final out's recorded, but if that's going to be the celebration of the division title, I want to be in front of a microphone, hearing from you guys, chatting up the Brewers 2021 championship season. And who knows? Maybe they'll win the next two. And then it's all a moot point. And then Friday night, we'll just be having a couple of beers and some peanuts and enjoying a Friday night at the ballpark. You realize I haven't been in that stadium since September of 2019.
That's so crazy.
That's just wrong. It's so wrong. All right, tomorrow, first pitch, 6:40. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Right here, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. It'll be someone off the IL, is that right?
Yeah, it will be the return of Bart's favorite brewer of all time, Brett Anderson.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be something if he's the one who gets that magic number down, enters the game with a 4-8 record, despite only a 4.18 ERA, he'll be going up against Miles Michaelis, 1-2 with a 4.5 ERA.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully that magic number is at 1 the next time we do a show. That'll be a Brewers victory tomorrow. All right, you guys have a great night. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. We'll talk to you tomorrow after game 3 of this 4-game set. And despite the outcome, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Just smile for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.